Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Will Selva. I hope you had a great weekend, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Boy, some great games on Sunday, so let's take a look at some of them. Now, the Chiefs and the Raiders, the gang in New York, had talked about it, that if the Raiders were somehow to beat the Chiefs, they would be considered Super Bowl contenders. Well, the Chiefs, of course, had other ideas. They were trailing the Raiders by 3 points with only 1:43 to go in regulation. And that's when Patrick Mahomes took over. He marched the team down the field for a game-winning 75-yard drive, punctuated with a touchdown pass to tight end Travis Kelce. The Chiefs 35-31 win, earning them a series split with Las Vegas. Mahomes had 348 yards in the air with 2 touches and an interception. Derek Carr had 275 yards and 3 touchdowns in the losing cause. KC improves to 9-1, while Vegas drops to 6-4. The Titans and Ravens squaring up in a rematch of last year's playoff game, but the outcome remained the same. Remember, the gang in New York talked about this game as well, how important it was for Lamar Jackson because of how Lamar Jackson deals with the pressure in big games. Well, despite forcing overtime, the Ravens and Lamar Jackson still had no answer for Derrick Henry, who once again was a beast, rumbling for 133 yards and a 29-yard walk-off touchdown. Baltimore's 6-4 record means they already have twice as many defeats as last season when they went 14-2 and earned the top seed in the conference before losing their opening playoff game to Tennessee. Despite the Ravens falling into third place in the AFC North, Jackson is not giving up hope.
You know, we just had 2 losses in a row. Games we, you know, we should have won. We had the hiccups in the game, but we still got to keep fighting through it. You know, that team, it looked like that team wanted it more than us. You know, they were playing physical. When we went up, I feel like, you know, we just took our foot off the gas, but we just got to keep it going. We're just focus, keep our head up. You know, we was in worse situations my rookie year. And, you know, we turned the season around, people were down us then. Like, I feel like people want us to lose, but we just got to bounce back, we good.
So, the Ravens are 4 games behind unbeaten Pittsburgh, who beat Jacksonville 27-3 yesterday. Head coach Mike Tomlin said he did not want to take the Jags lightly, and he didn't. And the Ravens looking up in the standings at the Cleveland Browns. Up next for Baltimore is a matchup with the Steelers on Thanksgiving night. Well, the win for the Titans earning them a share of first place in the AFC South because the Colts also needed overtime in their 34-31 comeback win against the Packers. Phillip Rivers had 288 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. Rivers saying this was more than just another regular season game.
It felt like a big game when we came out for warm-ups. You know, it had just a little more energy to it. And, I mean, shoot, I mean, it's just, you know, Aaron Rodgers is over there. I mean, it's the Green Bay Packers. So, at number, you know, the best team record-wise in the NFC. Man, is he something else? Some of those throws he made out there today. Shoot, I can't make some of those. I can make them with my mind and know where to throw them. I just can't quite throw a couple of those like he can.
Rodgers had 311 passing yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. And the loss knocks Green Bay from the number one seed in the NFC. That spot now belongs to New Orleans, who grounded the Falcons in their 24-9 win. Taysom Hill ran for 2 scores in his first win as the Saints starter in place of the injured Drew Brees. And the Cowboys keeping their playoff hopes alive with a surprising 31-28 upset of the Vikings. Well, for a full recap of all the Sunday games delivered with a touch of mirth, please download the Around the NFL podcast with the Heroes. And those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.